You're listening to Founders on Air with Steve Orenstein and Mike Rosenbaum.
Welcome everyone to Founders on Air. So today we're very lucky to have Guy Pearson here from Practice Ignition. He's the founder and CEO. Welcome, Guy.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So you've been busy traveling the world. You just closed a $25 million round, which is pretty exciting. So thanks for taking the time out to spend some time with us. And maybe start by telling everyone a little bit about, I guess, how you started as an entrepreneur and how the journey started many, many years ago.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm an accountant by background, which is probably not perhaps the most entrepreneurial spirited career to kick off. But the second firm I work for, I sat next to my partner as opposed to being sort of down in his own office. And we looked after some of the most entrepreneurial families in the country.
Okay.
So founders of Flight Center, Junior Nowis, the guys on the gun, and the list kind of went on. And so I went from thinking everyone who in a suit and tie and jacket was successful to these guys who come into our offices in jeans and a t-shirt or flip-flops and, yeah, knew how much they had achieved and what difference they'd made in the world, you know, all the foundations they'd set up, all those other things that come from, I guess, having that wealth and sort of thinking about how to give back and got a little more involved there and started thinking, well, what's so different between me and that person? And my boss pretty much encouraged me to put my hand up for any sense of opportunity that came along at the firm I was at. So just helping with marketing, business development, recruitment of grads. And by the time I was 23, I think I had my own team.
Yeah, 24, right. Yeah.
And I was off in partnership by the time I was 20 at the end of that year. And then all that was, I guess, the genesis of, you know, I don't like this perhaps certain way of operating, or I see an opportunity coming rather than whinging about it, just go have a crack at trying to do something about it. So it all kind of genesis from there. And the first venture was my accounting firm. I think where we met Steve many years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the whole notion around that was if the world's time costs, but every software company is charging a fixed fee, you've got cloud technology coming in and none of my friends really like writing things on paper and don't really care about offices and want to do meetings in the same way we're doing this podcast, what is the future of the accounting industry look like for them? And given I had a bit of a systems bend in my background, first off, started with, you know, moving bricks and mortar businesses online with systems and then following through with bookkeeping, management, accounting and tax. And that firm's called Interactive Accounting, still around today, and eventually moved its focus more over, or was pulled more over into high growth, early stage startups, venture capital firms, e-commerce.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of everything around that space. And so that's sort of, I guess, where it started. So having a boss who encouraged me to not just accept things the way they were, but if I was going to complain or suggest an alternative, to follow it through. And kind of probably woke up something in me I didn't really know existed. And off I went.
Yeah,
stubborn excellent. Gen Y millennial as a 25-year-old, just thinking I could have a crack at this, all these different ideas and try and make them work.
And guys, so, you know, you went into accounting. Was that sort of always your plan from early on in life before you became an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I really like numbers and people. And, you know, I guess if you're good with numbers, you learn pretty early on that not everyone understands them. And if you can figure out how to communicate that, it's great. I like the idea of being able to help people. So it was like numbers, people, and sort of the ability to help. And very much accounting kind of hit home. I had friends, dads who were accountants, all those sorts of things. And sort of thought what they were doing was interesting and cool and helpful. So I sort of went down that direction. I didn't realize how much of a compliance monkey I'd end up in the early days, but
yeah, okay.
Because obviously partners talk about all the cool stuff, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like valuations and you know, restructures and all those sorts of things.
And like, so how long were you doing sort of the accounting stuff before you sort of made that switch into building Practice Ignition?
So I was 18 when I was first employed as an accountant. So between 18, actually 16. So full-time work, 18 through 20, how old's PI now? 18 through, geez, 12 years.
Yeah, okay, right? Okay.
It's about 30. I came up with the idea for PI earlier than that, but didn't have money to move full-time.
Yeah, right.
And so had a loan borrowed against that to build an MVP with two contractors based in Sydney, both on engineering, and we're sort of just slowly making that MVP work by just, you know, pulling money out. Now, our accounting firm was different than most. We were high growth. We were doubling revenue every year, and that costs a lot in terms of people and training and all those things.
Yeah.
So we had no profits. So although everyone thinks accountants are wealthy, when you're actually growing a fast-growing accounting firm, you have zero money to play with.
Yeah.
It was 2013 when I actually joined as an employee, ideation of practice mission was sort of ended 2011. And in between was just, you know, trying to conjure how to build a software product. What does that look like? Who can we get on board to do it? How am I going to fund it? So very slowly, slowly.
Yeah, right. And so was it like a gradual shift from going from accounting into the building the software, or did you just one day just went straight to it?
Yeah, I just didn't turn out one day. you've met Lisa. She and my business partners might have had something negative to say if I'd just done that. So
yeah,
we made the conscious decision at Interactive to move me out of the day-to-day. So my job was to build the business systems, policies, procedures. Like, how do we actually grow an accounting firm? And I did some advisory work for clients, but I wasn't in the day-to-day per se on the client delivery side. And, you know, as the other business partners I brought in got more proficient in all the things that I was doing, we basically just brought them in more and more and more. When I asked them to join the firm initially, I told them that I wanted to do a software venture.
Yeah. Okay.
At some point.
Okay.
And so no one was angry, pissed off, or anything else. Literally, my exit was the easiest ever. I just stopped getting paid. And not that it was a huge amount, but I stopped the paycheck.
Yeah.
And then moved over full time, started getting paid out of the software company and retained my directorship and my shareholding in the accounting firm.
Yeah, cool.
So awesome. It was, and kind of gave them free